Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Talk That Talk Tuesday, remember that? So it's definitely a Talk That Talk Tuesday. My goodness, I should have had that Rihanna song, Jay-Z song, Talk That Talk, queued up to play because, like I predicted, many others predicted, you know, it's time. Many candidates, speaking of profiling the city of Jackson today, Many, we've had an announcement yesterday, and today, on record, as we're expecting many other announcements today for those who are beginning their campaigns to run in the special election. It's scheduled for April 8th here in Jackson, Mississippi, for to be our new mayor. Our current interim mayor is Honorable Mr. Charles Tillman. As you all know, 2 weeks ago today, we lost our beloved mayor, Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. Well, exciting news. his son plans to announce this evening at 5:30 on the steps of City Hall that he would be campaigning to continue his father's legacy. And just cut to the chase, he will be campaigning to become our next mayor in a special election on April 8th. Also, City Council person of Ward 2, who is also the current president of City Council, Attorney Mevin Priester, will be announcing his plans to run also for the mayor of the city of Jackson. And Tony Yarbrough, city council person. So it looked like not only will we be having special election for mayor, but we need new city council people also, just in case one of the city council people win. Or, you know, for people, you know, we don't know what's going on, right? So there's just a lot going on. Let's see. Our former mayor, Harvey Johnson Jr., announced on yesterday his plans to run for a fourth term. He was originally elected in 97. He happened to have been our first African-American mayor. Jonathan Lee, who came in too and ran against Chokwe last year, announced on Facebook. He finally made another announcement, but he and I have been Facebook friends since we met last year at the Sally Mookie Festival, and really he had a pretty cool plan platform also. I was very impressed during Sally, almost a year ago. I met him in person, and I know many of my friends and professionals, and one of my favorite professors from Jackson State, Bill Cooley, and we were really out there supporting him to be our next mayor last time around. But when I met him in person, and he took time out to break down to me also his platform, so I was very impressed. But he announced on Facebook last night that after much prayer, he and his family, his wife, he has a wife and daughter, and, you know, he's a businessman and all of that. So he announced that he would not be campaigning to run for mayor. But he advised for us to, you know, look at all the candidates and make our sound decisions on who we would like to vote for and who we would like to see as our next mayor. And I'll read it verbatim and also reshare it, but best wishes to he and his family also. But I'm sure he will be out there educating and promoting and, you know, doing like all of us that are interested here in Jackson and those who support and love Jackson and want Jackson to see Jackson, Mississippi do well. Because, you know, it's all word of mouth, you know, spreading the word. I remember my sister was getting on the phone during Lumumba's campaign and calling friends and relatives all across the country saying, have you guys ever heard of Lumumba? Hey, Lumumba is campaigning to be the mayor of Jackson. And, you know, she was very excited. And, you know, so it's all about being in contact through social media and in person and making, talking to your friends worldwide, you know, because I'm always interested in what's going on with my friends in other cities and states and countries and villages also. So we appreciate you guys, those input. Many traveled because he was worldwide known and a fantastic attorney and community leader. Many people traveled very far to attend services for our late mayor also. I posted like some fun pictures from this past fall at an event I had attended at City Hall. I didn't get a chance to congratulate him in person at that event. I was just having a ball, and you can hear him speaking like on the on some of the videos and stuff that I had taken. Because, you know, when I was down there, I was posting videos and pictures. But his son is making the announcement at 5:30 at City Hall. Reverend Prister is making an announcement from his law office. And Tony Yarber is making his announcement from City Hall, of course. And he's a pastor, too, of very successful pastor here in Jackson. So, this is a praying city, like always, and we really appreciate you guys for praying for us. We must pray for all of our, you know, leaders, and just pray for each other, you know. So it's just really, really important. But here's something from JTV. You guys can stay updated visiting WJTV, 16 WAPT, Mississippi News Now. To stay in the know of what's going on with our search for the new mayor. But WJTV shared that 2 days after the late mayor, Chokwe Lumumba, was laid to rest, the first candidate announced his plans to run for the top seat in the capital city. If I sound like I'm kind of out of breath, when the intro song was playing, I was in a powder room, and I made it back just in time to say good morning. Harvey Johnson Jr. is running for Jackson mayor. He made the announcement Monday afternoon at the Smith Robinson Museum and Cultural Center. The story of our city, similar to Smith Robinson, the person at Smith Robinson, the facility, is a story of strength and perseverance and of overcoming great obstacles. Comments Johnson. Johnson is seeking his fourth term in office. He was elected as the capital city's first African-American mayor in 1997. He was reelected in 2001 and 2009. Johnson lost his reelection bid to Lumumba last year. I really think in this critical point in the history of our city, we need experience. We need experience we can trust, expresses Johnson. If elected, Johnson plans to focus the next 3 years on repairing the city roads and water lines, stopping the violence, most definitely, and the completion of Fair Street. Together, we have written these and many other chapters in the story of our city, but the end is yet to be written, continues Johnson. The city clerk's office told JTV, about a dozen people have picked up qualifying papers to run in Jackson's upcoming special election. Jackson's ward city councilman, Tony Yarber, is holding a news conference Tuesday to announce his candidacy for mayor. It would be at 9 a.m. on the steps of City Hall. Ward 2 councilman, Melvin Priester Jr., is also having a news conference today, in regards to a possible run for the mayor's seat, it would be 2 p.m. at Priester Law Firm. And the late mayor's son, Chokwe Antar Lumumba, will also announce today he is running for his father's seat. And he will be making that announcement at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. I'm not sure if I'm going. The only announcement I was interested in going, I support all candidates because to really, you know, get it together and to get those signatures and to qualify and to put your life out there under the microscope and open to everything and everybody. I mean, that is amazing. And to serve the people. Yeah, I'm a political enthusiast, and I have been groomed and prepped since I was a kid, honestly. But whenever the time come, if I would like to transition into politics, and you guys know that I received positive feedback during the last election, because if I was divorced and had some other things like tweaked in my life, you know, I had considered running for a city council person of my ward too. And but I received a lot of positive feedback from Republicans, Democrats, Independents, friends, close and far. You know, that, hey, we have your back if you want to run. And since I was a kid, people know how much I love politics and political enthusiasts. But, you know, I'm a Republican. So I'm running Republican or Independent if I ever get in office, if I ever campaign for a political seat anywhere, here in Mississippi or Texas or wherever, you know, that's me, traditional, conservative, open-minded, independent thinking Republican, and I'm open about Democrats and independents and people that I support. When I say I'm behind you, I am behind you and with you because I am loyal like that. But I really am impressed with the people who are running, and I'm going to do my best to share all information that I get regarding all the candidates. And also I mentioned her yesterday that she would be a good candidate if she chose to be, and that's longtime city councilwoman Margaret Barrett Simone. I heard reports that she probably would be making an announcement too later in the week. I think that is awesome. Awesome. Years ago when she was president of the city council, oh my God, my mother and I noticed it when she was president, and this was a long time ago. Things just ran smoothly, it seems. I mean, when she was president, not talking negative about any on all the other presidents of city council, but that was a while back when she was president, and it seemed like things on the agenda, meetings, decisions were made promptly and smoothly. I mean, that's just in my memory, and she's been reelected for her ward for a reason. You know, so apparently her constituents believe in her effectiveness, and those of us in the city, definitely most of us admire her. I never hear any negative press regarding the way she handled her business and politics and live her life. So that would be good. Honestly, it's good. The ones that are announcing and qualifying, we have a hard decision to make. But you guys know, and I'm doing my best to be. and I don't know if a Republican or what independents are throwing their hats in. I'm sure there's some independents probably be throwing their hats in. Hopefully, I know today if any Republicans are considering, or if there are any being encouraged to put their hat in the ring. Last election, no Republicans were in the race, but Republicans, we voted and we voiced our opinions. With that being said, I'll continue on. So the Lumumba's announcement will be this evening. I'm going to do, I don't know if I'll be there or not. If I'm not there, I'll definitely be there in spirit. I'm going to do my best. But if I'm not there, I'm definitely going to be there in spirit. And we'll be praying for all of the mayoral candidates, from Johnson to Priester to Yarber to definitely Lumumba. This is just think about this. I mean, you've lost your father. Then you're campaigning to continue the work of your father as the mayor of Jackson. So, I mean, the mourning and grieving is sad enough, but then to go out there and be optimistic and happily campaign, oh, my God, I'm about to cry right now just thinking about it. So definitely, definitely praying for he and his loved ones and those of us that support him. But, again, Let me continue this. Jonathan Lee, who also lost to Marilyn Monroe last year, released a statement, said it's in part he would not seek the office at this time. And like I said, you know, he shared it on Facebook, and many people understood and thanked him. And that's good that he let us know, too. A very personable Facebook post, and also where he just, you know, it was very open and very encouraging to us also. But all mayoral candidates have until March the 19th to qualify, to get those 50 signatures and get any and every, all other business in line, personal, professional, and all that, you know, handle your business if you want to run. And I'm looking at this being a clean, I know, can we say clean, but praying that it is a clean election season, and that people really talk about their platforms and not try to, throw mud in other candidates' faces. But, again, the special election is to be filled on April 8th. And in case there's a runoff, the runoff will be on April the 22nd. And this is an emotional time for all of us, even the candidates, because we've lost our mayor. And this, you know, this is a sad occasion, but we also, it's a happy occasion because his platform and his vision, and then the visions that the candidates have. They have their own platforms also. So it's important for, like I was talking about yesterday, it's important for the future mayor to implement the mayor's vision in with his own. So, you know, I voiced the reasons why I felt Chokwe's son, Chokwe A. Lumumba, should run. And other candidates that are running, they have experience and expertise in certain areas also. So, again, you guys that aren't in Jackson, just check them out. And just like we're checking them out, and you will see. You would say, oh, my God, Jackson, these people are good. These are some good people, some good people. You know, it's good to have a good person. How can you be a good politician if you're not a good person generally? You know, so these are good people. So we have a very hard decision to make. But, again, the topic is profiling the city of Jackson. Visit Jackson.com and download the information regarding Jackson. You might be interested in having a meeting in Jackson. Also, if you're like me and like printed materials, request printed guides. And also check out the government website where you can see videos and sign up, email, or phone text, mobile text, to receive information regarding Jackson also. Because one thing, it's important for Jackson to attract businesses too. You know, encourage those of us that are here to become successful entrepreneurs and create jobs. But then also it's important for us to attract businesses, large and small, within the city limits. The city of Jackson, I'm 45, and growing up, Jackson was like a mecca. It was a place, a go-to city here in Mississippi in the Deep South. And it's a historical city, and it's a beautiful city. And like many cities, we do, you know, need to improve crime. But then at the same time, it's a nice place for single people and married people and families and all. And it takes all of us to continue this journey of rebuilding and working with other cities, also large and small, in improving and working on, like Mayor Johnson said, he wants to complete the Ferris Street project. Many of us would love to see this. It's been forever. It's been forever with that project, and we've seen cities outside of Jackson build mega shopping areas in a matter of months, and here we are for years, been praying and hoping for Ferris Street to become a mecca you know, similar to that of Bill Street and West End and, you know, some of your favorite areas and some of your favorite cities, you know. Even our Fondren area is, like, pretty hip, you know. So, but Ferris Street is a historical area and was once a mecca for businesses and entertainment. And big shout out to the businesses that have been there since the beginning of the century. But then at the same time, we need to preserve and support our longtime businesses, but at the same time, encourage new businesses to the downtown area and the whole city, you know, because even my ward, the HICO area, and that's something that Frank Melton and I had talked about during our last conversation once at City Hall. Well, one of our conversations was talking about the importance of this HICO area in Ward 2. You know, the shopping center is just a ghost town. And I think some people call it, give it a nickname. You know, developers it's been in the hands of developers for a few years now. The church that used to own that property, you know, sold it to developers, and nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. I know they were talking about building, developing it into apartments and business space. And then I know some neighbors and some people that live in this area disagree with the apartments, because I don't know. If they were upscale apartments, I felt that it was cool. But some people felt that if apartments came, and so I don't know, like maybe they were low income, or I don't know. But everybody needs a place to live. We need new apartments and different things throughout the city. But I know there was a partition where some people did not want apartments, and because they didn't want the value of their homes to go down. But at the same time, that shopping center area needs to be redeveloped into something. When I was a kid, it was a TGNY, Eckerd's, Winn-Dixie. My friend's mother's salon, she's been there a long time, so she's still there. That used to be Jack's Restaurant. I mean, it was just pumping. The park was amazing, but then the park closed down and they redeveloped it into what it is today. Super amazing. But there are different wards and different areas in the city that need to be developed and redeveloped. And so downtown Jackson, definitely Ferris Street, definitely there's other projects that definitely need to go. And a lot of the citizens, a lot of us need to, you know, be in the know, too, of what's going on. And as I was visiting the website the other day, we can really, we can sign up for emails and text messages to be alerted to when certain meetings or certain events are planned. So I think that's pretty cool that the website is really interactive and so amazing with the city of Jackson. Feeling patriotic, and here's a song that I haven't played in a long time, and it's from the UK. Worked with her on Reverb Nation. A lot of my friends that I have befriended via social media that provide me with amazing music, I have met on Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation is awesome. SoundCloud is awesome, too. A way to network with friends who podcast and who are in comedy and do music, too. But here's Imprint, America the Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful and poison whore, by terror you do reign. And
Y'all want to hear the blues?
Yes.
Hey, hit the blues one time.
there she is. Yes. I'm looking at, I love demographics and stuff like that. I'm looking at a profile summary of Jackson, Mississippi. And looking at population, demographics, and diversity. Population, as in 2012, 548,605. This is from diversitydata.org. And they break down topics. And it's for your areas, too. You can check it out. A summary, then there's like the population and demographics and diversity. Then there's demographics of housing, opportunities and education, health, residential integration, and neighborhood characteristics, economic opportunities, physical environment, and so on. Very interesting. You know, demographics are amazing, you know. Wow. Been more than 2 weeks. Well, more than a week, going on 2 weeks. And the little 2-year-old, you guys seen one of our local reporters from 16 ABC affiliate here talked to Nancy Grace. The little 2-year-old girl from Camden, Mississippi, outside of Canton, is still missing. There's a reward out for $25,000 to find her. I just pray that the little girl is found safe and alive. Our law enforcement on all levels have tirelessly been looking and searching for the young lady. Her mother was arrested like Friday night for unrelated situation. She's out on bond. But she's missing, bottom line. And we're praying. Law enforcement's doing their work. People in that community and area and worldwide are doing their part. Hopefully she's found alive and well. And then what happened to the Malaysian jet? I mean, there's a lot of hot topics and important news for us to cover. It's almost time to end the show, and also what we've been talking about is effective us being clean. And also one of my BFFs, online BFFs, one of my Big D friends, she and I was talking. I asked the question, who effectively spring cleaning, and she responded that, hey, I'm always cleaning. And it is. It's always a process. We're always cleaning. But then there comes the season of transitional time. And my friend tickled me because she said there's no traditional season of transition time for her when it comes to her clothes in her closet, because that's too much work to be taking out coats and different stuff, you know, just have it all properly organized, you know. But you guys know I love to clean, but I am a clutter queen. And so I'm always busting clutter and organizing stuff. And so this past weekend, cleaned the refrigerator, and I still need to do a little finishing touching on it. Need to get the new box of baking soda and stuff and do some more cleaning. But I have some clutter I need to bust and some old clothes I need to throw out. And